And can you tell me a bit about the types of things you were learning, the courses, the sort of modules on the course, if that's how
it was? It was fairly basic to start off with. In fact, I think most of us found it too basic, in that we were learning things we already knew. Mm-hmm. But presumably the course had to be based on, you know, people arriving with no knowledge whatsoever. So I know the first year we did find it quite boring, so we weren't doing very much, and it was all sort of fairly routine stuff. The practical side of it was learning processing and printing, developing the films and printing the films, just black and white at that stage. And then we started, I think mainly in the second year, going out and doing things like architectural photography with the big cameras, with the plate cameras. And then in the third year we did colour processing and printing. They had the these enormous printing machines for printing colour. It was very sort of comparatively primitive at that stage. The whole process, I think, took about an hour and a half. So you were shut up for, I think, about 40 minutes in the dark in the first stage of that process. You had to go into the dark room with your prints that you were developing, put them on the machine in the dark, and then wait until they'd gone through two or three of the bars before you could actually turn the light on. And that was actually known, the dark side of the machine was actually known as the boudoir, because of course you were the girls and the boys trying to get in there together, fancying somebody, you know. Of course, 40 minutes in the dark with somebody who you quite liked was quite a quite an incentive.
And what was the actual course title? Was it a diploma or a degree?
It was a diploma.
Okay.
There was no degree at that time.
Mm-hmm.